What if the greatest public health crisis of our time has been hiding in plain sight, literally running through the walls of our homes? Dr. Samuel Milam's groundbreaking research reveals a disturbing connection between our modern electrical grid and the epidemic of diseases of civilization that emerged throughout the 20th century. After 5 decades as a physician epidemiologist investigating disease patterns, Milam uncovered something remarkable. Cancer, heart disease, diabetes, and other chronic illnesses surged in lockstep with the electrification of society. This wasn't merely correlation. When he examined 1930s rural America, where electrification varied dramatically by state, disease rates precisely matched electrical coverage. Areas with minimal electricity, like Mississippi at 28%, showed dramatically lower rates of these diseases compared to fully electrified urban centers. As rural electrification expanded through the 1940s, their disease patterns quickly caught up to urban levels. Could the invisible electromagnetic field surrounding us daily be silently undermining our health in ways we've completely overlooked? Milam's journey began when he noticed childhood leukemia's age peak at 2 to 4 years emerged alongside home electrification, first in 1920s UK, then 1930s US. This pattern repeated as other nations electrified, hinting at electricity's hidden health impacts. Using computerized analysis of death certificates, Milam discovered electrical workers had notably higher rates of leukemia, lymphoma, and brain tumors. Workers at aluminum plants exposed to intense electromagnetic fields developed lymphoma at 10 times the normal rate. Amateur radio operators showed 60% higher rates of acute myeloid leukemia, with cancer risks increasing alongside exposure levels. Milam's natural experiments, comparing populations before and after environmental exposures, revealed striking patterns. His analysis of cancer rates across states with varying rural electrification showed a perfect correlation that had remained unexplained for decades, suggesting electricity as a primary driver of modern disease patterns. In 2004, Milam investigated an alarming cancer cluster at La Quinta Middle School in California, where 11 of 37 teachers had developed cancer. Working with engineer Lloyd Morgan, he measured electromagnetic fields throughout the building. Their investigation revealed normal magnetic field levels, but extremely high levels of dirty electricity, high-frequency voltage transients on standard AC power. While most homes measure under 100 gram Stetzer, GS units, La Quinta's classrooms averaged 700 GS units, with many exceeding 2,000 units. The statistics were stark. 16 teachers among 137 had developed 18 cancers, 2.78 times the normal rate. Some cancers showed even higher rates, with melanoma at 9.8 times and thyroid cancer at 13.3 times normal levels. Crucially, cancer risk correlated with exposure to high-frequency voltage transients, not standard magnetic fields. Published in the American Journal of Industrial Medicine, these findings suggested dirty electricity, not just electromagnetic fields in general, might be the specific mechanism linking electrification to disease. Standard North American power flows as alternating current at 60 Hz in a smooth sine wave pattern. However, modern electronic devices interrupt this flow, creating high-frequency voltage transients that travel along electrical wiring. These transients, ranging from 2 to 100 kHz, can couple with the human body and induce currents in tissues, penetrating buildings and bodies more effectively than standard power frequencies. Like water pollution carrying invisible contaminants, dirty electricity represents a modern phenomenon that has increased with the proliferation of electronics. While Edison's original system and early AC power were relatively clean, today's grid carries a complex mix of frequencies and transients. Though not fully understood, dirty electricity appears to disrupt cellular signaling, trigger stress responses, damage DNA through free radicals, impair melatonin production, and cause inflammation. Most concerning is its propagation. A single source, like a dimmer switch, can contaminate an entire building's electrical system, affecting all occupants regardless of their distance from devices. Milham's research extends beyond cancer, suggesting electromagnetic field exposure may explain many diseases of civilization that surged during the 20th century. Diabetes and obesity show strong correlations with electrification, with a 2011 Lancet study noting islands' high diabetes rates likely stem from dirty electricity from diesel generators. Neurodegenerative conditions also show links. Boeing engineers working in computer-heavy environments exhibited high ALS rates, a pattern also seen in electrical workers and those with histories of electric shocks. Fertility rates consistently decrease with residential electrification, often within a year of implementation in developing nations. Similar effects appear in animals, with cows showing reduced milk production and both cows and pigs experiencing fertility issues under increased EMF exposure. Mental health correlations emerged in early electrification data, with suicide rates showing urban-rural divides. A 2011 study of library workers revealed that reducing high dirty electricity levels affected urinary neurotransmitters, suggesting EMF exposure may disrupt neuroendocrine and immune systems. While Milham's research began with standard electrical power, modern technologies have introduced potentially more problematic exposures. Cell phones, Wi-Fi networks, smart meters, and other wireless technologies operate at much higher frequencies and use pulsed signals that some research suggests may be more biologically active than continuous waves. These technologies have been deployed with minimal pre-market safety testing, creating what Milham calls an uncontrolled experiment on the population. Even our transportation systems generate exposure. Milham discovered surprisingly high magnetic fields while driving, emanating not from the engine, but from steel-belted radial tires, which essentially function as spinning magnets. Most concerning was his finding that expensive meters used in EMF health studies missed these fields entirely, as they only detected a narrow frequency band around 60 Hz. The smart grid and renewable energy technologies introduce additional concerns. Solar panel inverters, which convert DC current from panels to AC for home use, can generate significant dirty electricity. Smart meters emit both radio frequency radiation and can introduce dirty electricity onto home wiring. The deployment of 5G wireless networks, using higher frequencies and requiring much denser antenna placement, represents yet another layer of exposure without proper safety testing. Practical solutions exist for reducing electromagnetic exposure while maintaining modern conveniences. For dirty electricity, specialized filters installed at the electrical panel or outlets can reduce high-frequency voltage transients by 95%. Using a microsurge meter helps identify problem areas for strategic filter placement. For magnetic fields, distance is key. Moving beds away from outlets, circuit panels, and appliances can reduce nighttime exposure by 50 to 80%. Simply unplugging unused devices eliminates both magnetic fields and dirty electricity sources. To minimize wireless radiation, opt for wired internet connections, use speaker mode or air tube headsets with cell phones, power down wireless devices at night, and use landlines for long calls. Create technology-free zones in sleeping areas. A portable AM radio can detect dirty electricity sources through static when near contaminated wiring. Milham's research suggests many modern diseases may be preventable through environmental modifications. By managing electromagnetic pollution in our living spaces, we can potentially reduce our risk of developing diseases of civilization, putting health protection within our control.